This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC seating capacity increased by 3,500. Communities urged to register Labor Day projects early, and Butch Stewart Community Awards launched to recognize outstanding community members. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC's seating capacity has been increased by 3,500 with the addition of 73 new Volvo buses to its fleet. 69 of the buses will be assigned to the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR, while 4 will be deployed to the Montego Bay Metro. The units for the KMTR will be allocated across the Spanish Town, Portmore, and Rockfort JUTC depots. 4 of the units have been customized to cater to the needs of persons with disabilities. Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the expansion of the fleet will put the company in a better position to fulfill its mandate for the KMTR. He says the addition of the customized buses is part of the government's bid to address the needs of persons with disabilities with regards to public transportation.
These 73 buses represent a continuation of the transformation of the service. And we are working to make this bus service the equivalent of any in the world.
Dr. Davies was addressing the handing over ceremony in Kingston Thursday. The government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Chinese company Jingfa for the establishment of a new alumina plant in St. Anne. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says a Memorandum of Understanding for the plant was signed February 28, 2014. As per the MOU, the parties are to pursue further negotiations to settle the terms of definitive agreements within 6 months of its date. In light of this, Minister Paulwell says Cabinet has appointed a negotiating team to be chaired by Vincent Lawrence.
This means that on successful completion of the negotiations, we will not only be mining bauxite in that area of St. Anne, as was the case with the Reynolds mine, we will be producing alumina from St. Anne for the first time at last.
Minister Paulwell says the partnership will result in foreign direct investment of approximately $3 billion. Communities are being encouraged to register Labor Day 2014 projects early with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Director of Culture in the Ministry, Dahlia Harris, made the appeal at the launch of Labor Day and Workers' Week 2014 activities Wednesday.
Come on out. Let's take a stand together. Beautify this country that we all love so much. We want the parishes and the communities to register. We have an email address, labourday2014@myc.gov.jm. Go up on our Facebook page. Tweet us what's happening with your projects. We want to know. Local government as well through their website and through the SDC. We want to register thousands of projects this year.
Several police stations have been identified as parish projects for Labor Day, and persons are being encouraged to volunteer their services at police stations and posts closest to their communities. Labor Day 2014 is under the theme, Take a Stand, Beautify Our Land. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to nominate outstanding community members for the inaugural Butch Stewart Community Awards BSCA. The initiative is aimed at identifying and rewarding unsung heroes across the country who have devoted their lives to service and community development. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the award is another example of how the private sector can contribute to nation building.
I want to commend the Sanders Group for extending the corporate brand to this initiative. It will no doubt lift the profile of the efforts of our social entrepreneurs. It perfectly synchronizes with the mission of the ministry, which is to transform people's attitude towards how they approach community development.
Minister Arscott was speaking at the launch of the Butch Stewart Community Awards in Kingston Thursday. Nominations open Friday, May 9, and nomination forms are available online at bsca.sandals.com. Forms will also be published in the Jamaica Observer Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.